Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Hello. Good morning. 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 Welcome to the Morning Motivation. This is a segment of the Brittany the Host podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. And thank you for being here today. I'm super excited. You guys, we are in another week. It is May 16th. That means we are almost 6 months into the year. That means we have a lot to accomplish. We've accomplished a lot. We've done a lot, and I hope you guys are doing well. Today's topic is going to be taking accountability. We have to take accountability, take responsibility of our lives for many reasons, and we're going to dive into that today. So I hope you guys are loading up the comments with your good morning shout outs. I hope that you guys are blessed. I hope you guys have had a beautiful weekend. We just went through what they call a blood moon, which depending on what your beliefs are in, that, you know, that could be a little scary, but it was an eclipse last night. Don't know if you guys are into astrology or paid attention to anything like that. It was really an interesting sight to see nonetheless, that the moon was orange. And so if you guys got to see that, that's what happened last night. I hope you guys had a beautiful and blessed weekend. I hope your guys' weekend was restful and you reflected, because in this moon cycle, so they say, that's what we were supposed to do, was reflect, stay indoors, stay at home. So I hope you guys are all safe. I hope you guys are just doing well today. But yes, we are going to be talking about taking responsibility, taking accountability. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and say our morning prayer and then get into the shout outs. If you are new, go ahead and load up the live stream with your shout out, where you're from, your first time watcher. To all my OG morning motivators, you guys, we are headed to episode 100 on Friday. I cannot believe it. It's almost the 100th episode. So if you guys have been here from day one, if you guys have been here since January, you've come along the way. Thank you so much for being a supporter. Thank you guys for showing up for yourselves each and every morning for your daily dose of motivation. But if you guys are not religious or not spiritual or do not sign up for the Christian denomination, I hope it's okay that I pray for you anyway. Everybody's welcome here. No judgment over on this side. So let's start with our morning prayer and get right into it. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for waking us up. Thank you for keeping us safe. I hope that and pray that we all align and do the things that are pleasing in your sight, whatever is not for us and through you and from you, please remove it now in your darling son Jesus' name. I pray for discernment, wisdom, abundance, gratification, delayed gratification for a lot of us, and that we just do everything in your purpose and you've called us to do. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. Y'all are loading up the comments. Good morning. Good morning, Edwin. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Nana. Happy Monday. Happy Monday, morning Monday. Grand rising, everyone. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Shades of Brown. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Deshandra. Good morning, Dang Dion. Good morning, Brittany. I'm done with my nursing contract, and now I get to. I'm so excited. Thank you for being back, and I'm super happy for you. Congratulations, Dion. That is a big accomplishment. Okay, I don't know who. There we go. Okay. Good morning, Turquoise. I know we're almost at 100th episode. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Naturally Ann. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Good morning, Martha says. Good morning, everyone. It's my birthday today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Martha, turning 29 yesterday. Left my toxic relationship and I'm ready for a fresh start. Well, I'm super excited for you. I'm happy that you left things behind. You took accountability of your life, which we are going to talk about today. And happy birthday. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Melissa. Yes, happy birthday. Everybody shout out happy birthday, Martha. If you're a first-time watcher, let me know it's your first time and where you're watching from. And I'm super excited to jump in today's topic. So I want to talk about taking accountability and responsibility for our lives. This is something that I didn't always do. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Naturally Ann. I already said good morning, but good morning. And accountability was not something that I've always done. You know, growing up, I was the only child. I didn't really have a lot of direction. I was going off a lot of intuition. Like I knew what I was supposed to do, right? I knew that when I got to a certain age, I was supposed to go to college, or I always wanted to go to college because my aunt went to UCLA when I was a young girl. And so I always knew I had a path. But when I got to college, like nobody kind of tells you what to do after that or during college or in college. So I had this period of where I was extremely lost. Like I was in school, I was like around my junior, senior year, I was gonna graduate. And I spent days in my, shout out to my professor at Prairie View A&M University. He was just amazing. And his name slips my mind right now, but I'll remember. But I would spend hours in his office crying about my future. Like I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what route to take. I didn't know what direction to go in. And what ended up happening is I started asking people. When we're on a journey, when we're trying to figure things out, the Bible does tell us to get advisors, right? The Bible does tell us to consult with others so we can make the best decision. But here's the tricky part with, not to say that I disagree with that at all, because you should, you know, check with people who you trust, check with people who are knowledgeable, who know, who've probably been there, done that. But what I did is I started asking everybody in my life, whether they knew how to do it or not, whether they had direction or not, whether they were a good student or not, what should I do? I started deploying all these outside pieces of advice. And the reason I did it is the biggest thing is I didn't trust myself. I did not want to make a decision and then it come back on me, right? Or like, oh, I made the wrong decision, you know, whatever that means. Or I made a mistake. I was trying to avoid mistakes at all costs. And sometimes this is how we've grown up in society, right? In school, if you make a mistake, we're chastised sometimes for it, depending on your instructor, depending on your teacher. I love my mom to death, but she was not the best tutor when it came to patience and things like that. So I had a lot of anxiety about doing the wrong thing or doing something wrong. I was the good girl. I was the one who I was good to everybody, right? Like I showed that side to myself. I wanted to present myself in a positive light no matter what. That's just how I kind of got. I think I'm a words of affirmation person. And that's why I love words. So I love speaking to you guys. I'm a speaker. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a life coach. So I love positive affirmations. I'm an affirmations type of person. Didn't know this at the time. This was before love languages was real popular, right? So I did not know that praise was something that I really liked, I really enjoyed. So subconsciously, I would do things for praise. And when I would seek out this advice, I would take the advice and sometimes I didn't look at is this good for me? Is this bad for me? Is this something I want to do? Is it something I don't want to do? So I would solicit all of this advice. Hey, what do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? And whatever idea or whatever response I felt was best at the time, I guess, if I even took it that far to analyze, I would just take the advice. And the reason I would take the advice wasn't because it was the best advice, like I just said, wasn't because that person had knowledge. It was because I did not want to take accountability if something went wrong. I wanted to have somebody to blame. I wanted to have a finger to point. I wanted to be like, well, I only did this because so-and-so told me to. So it was alleviating me from my responsibility from my life. And this is the biggest mistake we can make as human beings. This is the biggest mistake you can make as a human being, especially if you're an American and especially if you are a woman. I think everybody, but for sure those two. And the reason why I say that is because accountability, let's take it a step back. The reason why this is a big mistake, and we talk about this all the time on Morning Motivation, and my morning motivators know this, God only talks to you about your life. Sometimes I will say he'll tell a prophet, you'll have somebody speak into your life like, you know, somebody that you trust or maybe somebody that's a stranger, but they'll speak life into you. Never, if anybody speaks of death to you or speaks of anything ill will, never listen to that, because that could be demonic. That can be somebody with bad intentions. Don't never listen to somebody who's going to tell you about your life and the way it's going to go about especially if it's in a bad way. I made that mistake. Maybe I'll tell y'all that story one day, or maybe we'll talk about it today, me not taking accountability. But when you're seeking that advice, when you're seeking that lesson, make sure you are really sitting and meditating on it, praying about it, asking God first. Because 9 times out of 10, like I said, unless it's those one-off type of things, you know, people have said they've been prophesied on, it was true. You know, I've heard pastors, I've heard people of, you know, famous people who said, hey, this person prophesied on my life and I was who they said I was. That's great. Those are one-offs though. Those don't happen all the time. So unless it's something like that, 9 times out of 10, God speaks to you about your life and what your dreams and desires are. And he places those in your heart. He doesn't normally tell your parents. He doesn't normally tell, you know, so-and-so, depending on your religious background and how you and what you believe in and how you pray to God. But especially as you get older, when you have to form a one-on-one relationship. I wasn't one of those kids that was fortunate enough to just know what I wanted to do when I was younger. I didn't wake up and one day when I was a kid and said, oh, I want to be a TV host. That didn't happen. My path kind of came about as I got older. So as you go through life, as you're figuring it out, as you are, you know, starting careers and ending careers and starting families and you know, and the cycle continues, make sure you're tapping into your source. Because 9 times out of 10, God is going to tell you exactly what he wants you to do, what he created you to do, what your purpose is, what you are supposed to do. But if we're too busy listening to all these outside sources, when we're too busy listening to all these outside people and sometimes spirits and, you know, all of that stuff, sometimes when we're listening to too many people, it could be our parents, it could be our professors, it could be our friends, it could be the gamut, right? But when we don't take an assessment, a step back, a beat, to sit still, get still, close ourselves down, not close ourselves down, excuse me, close out the outside world and just talk to God one-on-one, ask him what we're supposed to do, ask him what's next, ask him, and then get the advice. So then we know the best form to take for ourselves, because that's the second step. Once we ask and once we get the sign, the signal, however God talks to you, we talk about that in the 555 transformation, is how to get that connection with God. How to know when God is speaking to you personally, because everybody's different and everybody has a different relationship, right? So once you get that confirmation, or you feel like you've gotten that confirmation, if you do choose to seek outward advice, only go to those with the experience and those with good intentions. Now, everybody can have good intentions for you, right? Your parents, 9 times out of 10, have good intentions. Your professors have good intentions. 9 times out of 10, your friends have good intentions, if you have good friends, and that you need discernment with, right? But once you got the advice, you still have to make the best decision for yourself. I have a friend that I really admire her for that, because she'll call me and be like, hey B, what do you think about this? I'm going to get a dog. I'm going to do this. What do you think about this? And no matter what advice I give her, she always does what's best for her. And so that's the thing. Good morning, everyone. You can always get the outside advice. You can always pray. You can always seek, right? Prayer is number one. Get the advice is number two, but always go back to the core is doing what's best for you. Do what that alignment is with between you and God. Make sure that that is first and foremost, because people can have great intentions for your life. People can have speak great things into your life. But if you don't have that discernment of what God told you to do or what you're supposed to truly do, maybe you're not there yet, right? Maybe you're still working on that relationship. At the end of the day, good, bad, or indifferent, when you take accountability over your life, you can say, at least I made the best decision for myself. That's why we can't be passengers. And that's why we can't allow people to just do whatever. Good morning. That's why we can't allow just people to speak into our lives and say whatever. Now, here's an example of, and I said I was going to tell the story another day. I'll tell it now. Here's an example of listening to somebody that had no credibility, didn't have good intentions with my life and wanted to speak and spoke negatively about my life. So it was a guy I met in college. I don't know why I listened to this man. I don't know why I put his opinion or his advice on such a pedestal, or why I guess I was a very, very open at that time. And we have to be very careful. Like when we're exploring our religious beliefs or spirituality, it is okay to question things, I think, and to go do your own research. Your own research and go and explore yourself. But be careful when you allow people to tell you what's what. So long story short, this guy in college speaks onto my life as a prophet. He was in college with me. I don't know why I listened to him. And he told me that I was unable to get pregnant because something that happened in my past life or something like that. I don't know. And so I was like, wow. And mind you, no doctor had told me. I had no signs that this was possible. I was just young. I was about 20 years old. And for whatever reason, I listened to this guy and I was like, oh, I can't have kids. This guy told me, he said he was a prophet, told me I can't have children. So I kind of accepted it at that time and just went about my life. Fast forward, how long was like maybe 8 months from then, I was in a relationship and I got pregnant. This is the biggest reason why we should not listen. If you guys don't listen to nothing else I say, listen to that story. That is why it's imperative to know God for yourself and foremost, because it comes out of a church doesn't mean it's best for you. It's too many stories out here, and most of us know them, about people have done horrible things in churches. So you be very careful. If something doesn't feel right, sit right with your spirit, even if they say it's from God and you're like, I don't know, my God don't operate like that. I don't know. That just don't feel right. That don't seem right. Don't be a sheep because a pastor or a prophet or somebody has told you or spoken into your life. You still ask God, you align with God, and you keep it pushing. If it doesn't feel right to you, you throw that out with the baby in the bathwater. I learned my lesson the hard way of allowing people to speak into my life and not knowing what the heck they were talking about, and me suffering the consequences for being very passive with advice and things like that. So that's another example. So the first point, you have to take control of your life. You are in the driver's seat and God is in the passenger seat, because the reason why we're in the driver's seat is because we control the wheel. God puts in the GPA coordinates, right? He goes, okay, this is your destination. We've prayed. We've asked for purpose. We've asked for direction. We've asked for clarity. Sometimes he'll just say, wait. You know, sometimes we just got to, you know, when people are in their Teslas and they're charging their cars and they got to wait to go to their destination. Sometimes we're just in the, you know, we're just in the little electric spit, just waiting on God to be like, all right, now it's our time to go. So you have to know what season you're in. But when God says it's time to go, he's in the passenger seat. He already put the GPS coordinates in, but he can't make us drive our cars. He can't make us turn left, turn right. He can't make us go forward or reverse. He can't make us avoid the accidents. You know, he gives us all these sensors. If anybody's ever been in a Tesla, Teslas are really cool. I like electric cars because they have a lot of technology and stuff like that. So in a Tesla, it has this big old screen and it has all these sensors around it. You can see a 360 view. Most cars have this now, especially the newer models. You get a 360 view. Anytime somebody comes to the car, there's all these sensors. So you get these red flags. You get all of these hazard warnings. Like when you're driving, the max one gives you all of these things. You can see everybody on the road that's around you. You can see the people behind you. You can see the people beside you, and you see the people in front of you on this screen. And I believe life is the same way. I believe God puts us in these spiritual vehicles, our bodies, and he goes, go or stay or wait or slow down or speed up. You know, he gives us the direction. He gives us the GPS coordinates, but it's up to us to drive the car. There is no autopilot. That's one thing that life does not give us, is autopilot. Because if you put your life in autopilot and you're just cruising and you're not being a active participant, then things are just going to happen to you. You're going to run red lights. You're going to get tickets. You're going to hit somebody, maybe possibly. My honey's so afraid of it. Well, not afraid. He's not a fan of electric cars because of that reason. Like if you ever watch those videos where Teslas just get out of control or they've malfunctioned because it's computerized, he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm gonna stick to my gas. I want to be in control. He's a control person. He likes to be in control. And some of us are so scared of being in control because we don't want to make the wrong turn. We don't want to miss a red light. We don't want to get a ticket, right? And in the scheme of life, that we don't drive. We're in an Uber. We're like, we're going to let you drive. We're going to be back here and let me know when we get there. And the dangers with that is you miss opportunities to step up and step into your purpose, step into your light. You're not asking God. You're just allowing somebody to just drive you around. And in, you know, it's different in Uber. We put the GPS coordinates in, but rock with me, right? Rock with the example. We have to be very present with our decisions. That's why when you have a decision, it's okay to like sit with it. You know, I was reading this book and it said that, you know, this millionaire didn't do business with people that didn't make quick decisions, which I think quick decision making is a great skill to have if you're a fast thinker. But when it comes to big life changing decisions, thank you, Percy. I see you. Give me 1 second. Big life changing decisions when you are moving in life, whether it be school, whether it be a career, whether it be a family, whether it be having a baby, whether it being buying a house, whatever the big stuff is, right? School, whether you should move out of state, you have to be very, very, very present and very, very a team player with God when it comes to your life. We can't be passengers and we can't just allow life to just happen because life is going to pass us by. Opportunities are going to pass us by. We're not going to get what's truly ours if we are not in agreement with him and doing the work. Thank you so much for the super chat, Percy. Good morning, Brittany. Nice hair. Thank you. I took a little break. When I was 21, I was wild, but my church was trying to make me a minister. Looking back now, I was not ready for any of that. I realized even though they meant well, it wasn't me. Exactly. Right? Because people can see great things in you. I'm sure when Jesus was 25, he was cool. I'm sure when Jesus was 25 and he was a shepherd and he was doing this, he probably had nice stuff. I'm sure Jesus went through his transition too, because we don't talk about Jesus before he was 30. We don't talk about Jesus before he was 30. Let's keep it real. If we are in the likeness of God, right? And God created Jesus and he put him down here on this earth. Not saying that he was a sinner or nothing like that, because I ain't going to put that on Jesus. But there was a stint of his life that was not written. And if we look at our lives for us 30 plusers, right? For those 30 and up and the 29 year olds, y'all too, because I know some people like, well, I'm in my late 20s. The early 20s you is not the 20 older 20s you or your 30s you. You made horrible, you probably made some bad decisions, you know, some mistakes. You bumped your head, you scraped your knees, you had poor spending habits, the whole gamut, right? We do a lot in our 20s. But when we get to the late 20s and early 30s is when we start saying, oh, wow, you know what? It's real out here in these streets. It's real. My life is for real. Time is not on my side. You know, I don't have all the time in the world. So you start looking at life a little different, and the decisions that you make are paramount to your life. So we already talked about you. Okay, so the first thing I want everybody to say is I am in control of my life. And I want y'all to repeat this. I am in control of my life. If you want to type it in the live chat. I am in control of my life. And of course, we know we caveat that with God. But I am in control of my life, because when you take control of your life, then outside influences can only hinder you but so much. You can't control everything, but you can control a lot. Now, will certain things happen to you? Maybe. But I want to talk about this too. So the second thing is, whatever happens to you, you either allowed it or you attracted it. Thank you. Good morning, y'all. I'm in control of my life. Thank you, Sydney. I'm in control of my life. Because whatever happens to us, we either allowed it or we attracted it. Now, again, when I say this, I'm not talking about the evil things that may happen to us in life, right? Nobody deserves to be abused. Nobody deserves to be, you know, mistreated or anything like that. But what I will say is, I'll give you a perfect example. There was one time, how old was I? I was about 29, maybe. Yeah, I was like about 28, 29. And I was beefing with everybody. I was beefing with people on my job. Thank you. I'm in control. I love it. I was beefing with my manager at work. I was beefing with my mom at home. I was just like, I was into it with everybody for whatever reason. Everybody was just getting on my nerves, or I was into it with everybody. I was even getting into it with my boyfriend at the time. And he looked at me and he said, "What's going on?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Everybody's getting on my nerves. Everybody's. And he was like, "But you're the common denominator. So what are you doing to allow all of this chaos into your life?" And I was like, whoa, because that was the first time that I had been really presented with a mirror of accountability onto myself. So if you are saying every relationship in my life is either shady, toxic, or whatever, you need to reevaluate yourself. Because out of all of those relationships, you're the common denominator. If I don't have any friends, you are the common denominator. If I can't have this, you're the common denominator. I don't have ever have money for this. We the common denominators. Whatever keeps showing up in our lives, and this one hurts. This one hurts because it's just like, who wants to take responsibility for that? Who wants to be like, I'm the problem? Nobody. Nobody wants to say like, dang, it's my fault that my life is like this. It's my fault that my life, that I'm unhealthy. It's my fault that my kids talk back and talk crazy people. It's my fault that this is going on. It's my fault that this is going on. It's my fault that this is going on, right? That hurts. That's uncomfortable. They can make us sick. It can make us feel really bad about ourselves, but I don't want us to go in that route, right? I don't want us to go, what is Zara doing? I don't want us to go to an extreme in that route. I don't want us to have a woe it's me. I'm sorry, y'all. There's construction and something. I don't know what they're doing. It sounds like it's upstairs, but I don't know, my bad. I don't want us to have this mindset of woe it's me, or go down this negative rabbit hole of thinking. I want us to be very accountable and say, okay, I got myself here. It's my fault. I chose this relationship. I, you know, created this child. I took this job. I went to school. I moved, good, bad, or indifferent. I left that relationship. I left that job. Whatever the case may be, I had bad spending habits. But I can do something about it. I don't like how I feel. I don't like how I am. I don't like this situation, but I can do something about it because I am in control of my life. I am in control of my life. And the first thing we got to do is go to prayer. God, whatever is not for me and from you, remove it. Get those people out of your life. Get those people that are talking to you that shouldn't be talking to you. You know, get those bad habits out of our lives. Get the bad eating out of our lives. It may be a journey. Nothing happens overnight. This isn't a get right quick scheme. But the quicker we get into our mind and our subconscious and our habits of I am in control, then things no longer control us. That cake no longer controls you or calls you. That soda no longer controls you or calls you. That those negative friendships, those toxic friendships no longer call you and control you. Good morning. One thing that is really bothersome, and especially if you have kids, especially if you have like middle school kids, high school kids, this is something that is extreme. What is somebody doing? I think it's my neighbor. This is something that everybody should really have a conversation with the young ones about. Because we get in these situations and scenarios where everything else is controlling our children. It's the media. It's the, you know, what the friends think. And it's hard to get through to those little ones because they've already got it figured out, right? They already got their mindsets focused on what's what. But when we have a mindset of not being followers and being leaders and taking control of our lives and, yes, getting advice, maybe yes, consulting, but we want to always make sure we come back to our source, one, pray about it, and make sure that we're doing the best thing that's for us because we're in control. So whatever it is, our schedules, like all the people that are like, I'm always late. Why? Anybody that says, I'm always, if you ever tell yourself, well, I'm always blank, I'm always this, I'm always tired, I'm always late, I'm always, what's your always? You don't got to share this in the comments, but what's your always? I'm always broke. I'm always left out. I'm always, come on. We're no longer victims anymore, but we have to figure out, why do we keep getting into that always state? And then what can we do to fix it? And anybody that's out there saying, well, I can't do nothing to fix it, it's everybody else. Stop. We have to be in control of our lives. We have to take responsibility of our lives at any age, y'all. There are some people that are very passive with their lives. And the quicker, remember when I talked about, I allow people to speak to me, I allow to do that. On the opposite side, once I got an understanding of control, once he told me that day, you got to take control of your life because you're responsible, something switched in me. And then it was like, you know what? If I don't take responsibility and control, who will? I don't want the social media to control me. I don't want this food to control me. I don't want this drugs, these alcohol to control me. I don't want this to control me. I don't want this person to control me. Because some of us are being controlled by people, either our parents or a loved one or a significant other. Whether it be through guilt, whether it be through shame, whether it be through just bad habits. You know, we can't let people control us. Any outside factors, we have to be one with our vessels. We have to be one with God so that we know how to take control of our lives, because nobody else is going to do it if we don't do it ourselves. Okay, so the first one we already talked about is, you're in control. I am in control of my life. That needs to be your mantra all week. I am in control of my life. Whatever happens, I've either allowed it or attracted it. So going back to that story, when I was saying I was beefing with everybody, I was attracting this energy. I had a chip on my shoulder that week for whatever reason. You know, if you keep getting into it with people, if you know, bad things keep happening to you, you've attracted that. I'm a firm believer, karma is for real, y'all. And depending on you is if the karma happens now or the karma happens later. I think the way my karma bank is set up, or my karma credit is what I like to call it, because we got credit karma, which talks about our credit scores, but our karma credit is what we put out into the world, right? If we put out negativity, you're going to get negativity back regardless of your intentions, right? Regardless of our intentions. And we're seeing this a lot. I'm not going to say his name, but the YouTuber who passed away. There are a lot of people who are dishing out negative. When he was around, there was a lot of negativity dished out, even if his intentions were good. So he said. And that's why I tell some people, it's not sometimes what you say, it's how you say it. Everybody's heard that. Y'all, my neighbors are doing construction. I'm sorry. It's not all the time what we say, it's how we say it, because there's a cycle of communication. Communication doesn't just stop when you say something in your intention. Your intention can't be in the what is it called? Anybody a communications major, let me know in the comments. The communication cycle, right? Nowhere in the communication cycle is that involved. In interpretation is a part of that, but intention is not a part of the communication cycle. So it's not about what you intend to do. It's how somebody receives your information. So your intentions can be great. Your intentions could have been to be a great father, but because you didn't put in the work and show up and show out and take action, you then didn't do those actions, right? So it's whatever we allow and we attract. If you are attracting bad relationship after bad relationship after bad relationship, or maybe it's not bad, maybe you keep getting the same results like I was, there was something we're doing that we have to change. We are the common denominators with everything that we do. So until we take control, because we can't change if we feel like we're not in control. That's the power of being in control of your life. That's the power of taking the steering wheel, looking at God and say, all right, we going here? All right, cool. And you actually go in the course. Now, if you stop off at the gas station, get some snacks, or maybe you make a detour, you make a mistake, it's cool. It's not the end of the world. There's no mistakes. There's only lessons, right? We can only learn not to make that turn anymore. We can only learn not to go that route anymore. We can only learn from the turns and choices that we make. But unless we're in control to take accountability, then we're not going to be able to do that. I am in control of my life. And karma is real. And like I said, if you're anything like me, your credit karma, the karma is going to come quick. I get my karma extremely quick. God don't play about me. I do something, he be like, all right, here we go. And some people, it's instant, and some people it's delayed. And for men, the Bible will tell you it could come from through your children. So any men out here, really be careful. Because we think it's cool to go hurt this person, hurt this person, hurt this person. It might come back on your kids, women too. So don't think because you not getting no heat and you not in the kitchen, it's not hot, that karma is not going to come back around. That's science. What goes up must come down. Action has an equal reaction. We have to be in control of that. We have to, whatever we put out, we dish back. That's where that karma comes from. That's where, you know, we attract. What we get is what we give. What you get is you receive. That's why the Bible tells us, do unto others as we want done unto us. Not because we're supposed to just, you know, do right as human beings, even though we should, but it tells you, do right unto others as you want done to you, because it's going to happen to you. So if you don't want that type of smoke, you don't want that type of energy, you don't want that type of time, we can't put those things out. We have to be mindful with what we say. It's very hard. Impeccable with our words. We talked about that in the Four Agreements a couple months ago. This one's a hard one. Being impeccable with our word. Because if you cuss some people out, okay, that karma might not come around as another cuss word, but it's going to come back in some form of fashion. So we have to be in control. We have to be in control, ladies, of our emotions. That's a hard one. That is a hard one for some of us. And being in control of your emotions, too, is not just the ability to shut them off. That is a survival mechanism. That is not a strength. I want to say that. Shutting down your emotions, shutting them down, is a survival mechanism, not a strength. I used to think I was so strong because I didn't have feelings. I was that broken, hard, insecure woman who felt that because I could move and operate like a dude and I could nobody hurt me and blah, 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 that I was doing myself a favor. I wasn't, because under that, under those layers of brick and rock and mortar and all of these layers of protection, because I had a protective field around me, around my heart, around my emotions, around anybody getting close to me, I treated people horribly. That's why hurt people. People with stank attitudes, people that are mean, people that are bullies, everybody's just hurting. They have these layers of protection to keep people out. And your defense mechanism is to be mean or to be nasty or to treat people like they're disposable, when that's really a weakness. It's not a strength. Honoring your emotions and saying, you know what, that hurt me and I'm not going to allow you to do that to me. I'm going to keep you 50 feet. That's strength, because you're acknowledging your emotions. You're not pushing them down. Hurt people. Let me go to the comments. So Edwan says, for me, I allowed it and it's I should start taking responsibility for my actions in my life. You have to. We are grown adult, y'all. Nobody's going to do it for us. Nobody is going to take control of our lives more than us. And if we are passengers, things are just going to passively happen to us. We may get the job. We may not get the job. We may have a family, we may not have a family. We may date, we may not date. Women, the worst thing we can do in our dating lives is just let God bring us the man. A part of that is true, but he ain't gonna come to your house. You gotta get out. You gotta, you know, look good, feel good, do the self-work, do the take me as I am. A part of that is true. See, sometimes we get these little, these quotes and we stick to them. No, a part of it is true. Yes, you should, people should love you for who you are. However, you should constantly work on yourself. You know, because there's things that people might bring up that you like, oh, I didn't know I had that to work on. You know, relationships are not rainbows and sunshine. It's a mirror that will show you about and tell you about yourself. And you have to be willing to want to work on the things you need to work on. That's the only way a relationship is going to work. It doesn't work when you taking me as I am or don't take me at all. That person ain't going to take you at all. They're going to go on to somebody else who's willing to put in the work if they love themselves. Because anybody, a man that's stomping around here saying this is who I am and I'm not changing, and ladies, he ain't ready. Keep him moving. Keep him pushing. Once a cheat, like if you want to cheat, cool. Do you. You don't have to tolerate that. Keep it pushing. But we have to take accountability. Whatever we allow, whatever we attract is real. What goes out is going to come back. All right. So the last point is you can change anything at any time. Remember, we talked about that. When you take accountability, like, ugh, I don't like how this is looking. Right. I don't like how this is feeling. I don't like what I've created for myself. I don't like this job. I don't like how my children act. I don't like how this man is treating me. I don't like my money. In the midst of seeing all the things that we don't want, right? That all the decisions that we made, because regardless if you asked somebody and they told you what to do, you still made the decision. So it's not a get out of jail free card because we ask other people. But when we acknowledge, like, wow, okay, this is my life. This is what it looks like. This is the karma. This is the energy I'm keep attracting. These are my relationships. The good news is you can do something about it if you don't like it. You can change your life at any time. You changing. Why are you acting funny? I'm different. I'm moving different. That's okay. It is okay to be better for yourself. It's okay to be better for your family. It's okay to be better for God. It is okay to change at any time. You do not have to stay the person that you've been because that's who you've been your whole life. I've always been like that. You can change. I'm always late. Why? I always eat this. Why? You know it's not good for you. You know it's bad for you. You know he treats you like crap. You know she treats you like crap. You know you should be working on yourself in this season. You know you should be just waiting. You know you should have started that business. It's cool. It's cool to be like, ooh, I'm messing up. My bad. Don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge it. And if you need to take it a step further, if it's a lot of damage, tell yourself, I'm sorry. My bad for putting us in this predicament. Now I'm about to work our way out of this. There's always a way out. Put in the comments, there's always a way out. There's always a way out. You can change your life at any time. You don't have to stay that person. You don't have to have those habits. You don't have to continue to be in that space, that negative energy. You don't continue to have those friends. You don't have to continue that relationship. You don't have to continue being the parent that you've been. You don't have to continue. Life ain't written out like that. Yes, God made you uniquely you, but he also gave us tools to learn, grow, and continue to evolve. We're evolving beings. We've evolved since we were born. A newborn at 1 week does not look like a newborn at 2 months. A two-year-old is not going to be a five-year-old. A five-year-old isn't going to be a 10-year-old. Your 25-year-old self is not your 30-year-old self. Your 30-year-old self is not your 35-year-old self. We are constantly evolving creatures and beings. And if you can tell yourself that you've been the same for X amount of years, you got some growing to do, possibly. Now, the core of you, of course, isn't going to change. It's who you are. But our values, our moral, how we move and shake around the world and how we treat people and how we operate can definitely change. All right. So going over the key points before I get back to the comments is you are in control of your life. You have to be. So what areas in your life can you take more control of? Whether it be your diet, your schedule, your idle time. How are you moving around in the world? Second is whatever happens, you've either allowed it or attracted it. Good, bad, or indifferent. Of course, we're not talking about the extreme stuff. We're talking about the day-to-day stuff. We're talking about your exchanges with people. We're talking about, you know, just the energy you're creating. You put negativity out there, negativity is going to come back. You put positivity and light out there, positivity and light will come back to you. I purposely feel like most of us, including myself, don't have a whole lot of garbage going on because we don't put out garbage. And for those of you who are new, that's my word for garbage. We don't put out garbage. You don't put out garbage. You're not a garbage person. You don't spit out these things, talk negative, you know, put horrible things. So you don't get those things back. Does that mean being a great person, you're going to get a $1 million check? No. But do unto others as you want done to you, because it's going to happen to you. So you choose. It's like red or blue pill. You choose. What kind of life do you want? It's all up to you. And the third one is you can change at any time. You are not set in stone. You are a mold of clay. You are a molded sculpture. You are not set in stone. You are not a painted picture that's hung up and that's it. No. You can constantly go back. I don't like this part of my life. I don't like this about myself. I want to change this. And I'm not talking about physical, because we, a lot of times, especially here in America, we'll say, well, I don't like something, so I could go get surgery for it. No, how about we start internal first? Because you changing your outside, if you ain't fixed that inside, it ain't going to matter what that outside looks like. It's just going to be pain you on the inside with pain on the outside. That's going to have a bigger butt, bigger breasts, nicer teeth, nicer hair, nicer brows, nicer eyelashes. But you're still going to be all discombobulated on the inside. And if you listen to anybody who has surgery, they will tell you surgery doesn't fix anything if you don't fix your inside. Okay. So let me go back to the comments. Edwan says, yes, I need to look into the relationship and everything else in my life. But the first step is starts with me. Absolutely. Good morning, Kelsey. Kelsey says, John 15:2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that breeds fruit, he prunes it so it may bear more fruit. I love that. Exactly. Love it. John 15:2. Love that. Thank you so much, Kelsey. Shamper says, yes. Crystal says, I am in control of my life. And y'all have to say it. You have to say it, whether you type it or not. Type it's even better, because when you write it down. You are in control of your life. We are all in control of our lives, us and God. Edwin also says, I honestly believe that it was the woman that was the problem and I was dating and not me. And now it's a half and half. It's them and me. I will tell you why. And I'm glad you took responsibility. But reason is, it's not them. It is you. And the reason why it's always you is because you've attracted that person. Y'all, we only attract who we're compatible with energetically. There's no way you're going to attract a high vibrating person that, you know, does all these things, because it's not high value. I hate that. It's high vibrating if you're low vibrating. And I'm not talking about you specifically, Edwin. I'm talking about in general. I don't care how good somebody looks. If you don't do the work internally, you're going to attract somebody who also doesn't do the internal work. Because a person that does the internal work, right, the person that's working on themselves, growing their spiritual relationship, they already have done all these things and they can spot somebody that hasn't done it a mile away. When I started healing myself and healing my past traumas, and I went to my relationship coach and I looked back at one of the guys I was dating, I was like, oh, that man was, he had some trauma going on. But I didn't know that because I wasn't healed. I wasn't doing my work yet. So I was just attracted to the face. I didn't know what questions to ask. I didn't know what things to look out for because I hadn't done that work yet. I will tell y'all, ladies and gentlemen, people who are doing the work, going to therapy, going to the gym, getting their life right, eating well, doing whatever they have to do for themselves. That's who they're also looking for. Don't be somebody that's like, oh, well, you know, when I get that person is going to motivate me to do this. I have a homeboy. He told me he just started running maybe a year. He was like, I don't want a woman that does not run. She has to be running already, because most people know that if you're not doing the work already, them coming into your lives is not going to be too much of a motivation. Either you've been doing it or you're not going to do it. So don't wait on this person or circumstance. Then you're like, okay, then I'm going to get my life right. When I do this, when I get the house, then I'm going to do that. Because that's destination. What is that called? Destination happiness or something like that. When you're putting all your happiness and your triumphs in that moment that may never come. Do it now. Get right now. But yes, it's always us. It's always us. We attract what level we're on. Amazing that you spend your morning speaking life into others. Now that's amazing karma for you, your loved ones and future family. May God bless you and increase all of these good things. Thank you so much, Fatima. I try, but I'm not perfect, y'all. I go through my stuff too. I have those mirrors held on to me, up to me too. I'm only speaking this because I had to do it for myself, but I appreciate it. But I am not on no pedestal. Okay. Thank you. That was all me. Absolutely. I'm glad you guys are connecting to this. I felt that it wasn't health. I thought it wasn't healthy, but it was built that I built that protection. Yeah. Because when we protect ourselves, we're not doing anything else but shielding that we're hurt. And you know what I will tell you, ladies, especially if you were me with that layer of metal, sheetrock, cement, closed off and being like hard. All that's showing a healed man is that we're hurt and we're broken and we need some help. That's what that's showing us. Y'all, us going around like we're big and bad and that we got it together and we don't need nobody and did it. All that is showing to a healed and whole man is that we're not healed and we ain't ready yet. It's not going to make nobody come to us and want to tear down the walls and want to let me get up in there because you just got to be such a great person. No, there's so many options now, y'all. We got phones. All a healed person is going to do is say, oh, she's beautiful. She ain't ready yet. I'm going to go over here and look for somebody that is ready. Men don't get hooked up on the person, y'all. Most 9 times out of 10, they just move on and find somebody that fits what they like, what they like, all that stuff. Okay, you got mind, body, good, you good. All right, we rocking with you. Men aren't like women where we'll hold out for that one person. They be like, if you ain't doing the work and I've been doing the work, I'm going to move on and find somebody that will. So we gotta fix that. Shamber says, I learned that in church, hurt people. Absolutely. We got to work on that. Protection over yourself is not okay. I did that a couple of times and it got me nowhere. Absolutely. Good morning. My dad's in the house. Kiki says something is wrong if you're only being asked out by the Amazon man. Kiki, hush. And then sometimes the Amazon man ain't got time. He got a boo too. The Amazon man at the house got a boo. There is always a way out. Absolutely. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. No worries. Come on in. Brandy says yes to this. There is always a way out. There's always a way out. So if you guys ever feel like, dang, I don't like this about my life. I don't like how I feel. I don't like the relationships I'm attracting. I don't like the people I'm attracting. I don't like how my friendships are. You have the power to change it. You do not have to stay the same. You can always go to therapy. You can always heal. You can always join some coaching. I do one-on-one coaching and we have the 555 transformation coming up where we go over self-spirituality, physical health, finance, and relationships. Book your one-on-one call. We got one slot left. We got one slot left and we're starting on the 19th. We're starting this Thursday. But you got to figure that out. Make sure you guys are liking this video for me, please. Cooking with Raw says, finally subscribe to Wall Street Trappers channel. So glad I did. Yes, if you guys were on his 4-day intensive, it was really, 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 really good. All right, let me get through these comments. We got about 5 minutes left. Let's see. She Amber says, I'm going live tonight. I want to see you then. Y'all, She Amber goes live and she does prayer. She also gives a good word. So you guys check out She Amber's channel. Yes, we are like clay and we can always be resculpted. We can be resculpted ourselves. We do not have to stay stuck in that statue. Yes, or like a statue. Absolutely. And one says, I'm 100% now with Brittany changing her hair. Hush, Edwan. Y'all, you know I'm black. I'm a black woman. We change our hair. I don't know why this ain't news, y'all. Yeah, she is late. She is late. That is hilarious. I told her to go lay down. That's why. Zara's late. She must have slept in. No, she didn't. I told her to go lay down. I'm a little standoffish from people. I probably need to work on that. Being skeptical of people and being 100% closed off is 100% different. Like a lot of us can walk, when we've been hurt, we walk around with this shield of, you got to prove something to me. You got to prove to get in here. But the reason why we feel like we have to prove, or people have to prove themselves, is we've allowed people to come into our space that we shouldn't have. And it's unfortunate to take that L and to realize like, oh, that was a mistake that I should have known about or I made, but it's not a bad thing. It's just a lesson. But sometimes we take the lessons that we should learn. And instead of like saying, okay, what could I have done better, and continue to be open and continue not to punish the future people that are coming into our lives, we then make everybody else pay for the mistakes and the people we've allowed into our lives in the past. Because nobody is going to be, unless somebody just really likes you, unless somebody really wants to rock with you, it's going to be hard for them to want to stay and deal with that. And not to say that you're not amazing. I felt like I was a great woman in the past, but I wasn't healed. I was still pretty, but I wasn't healed. And to a healed person or a person doing the work, it's not something that they're really trying to sign up for. Not to say they won't. But they're only going to stick around, but for so long. Everybody has to do the work on themselves. Monica says, currently at the gym, can't help but laugh. Can't expect to meet someone. If y'all do, all you do is sit at home and watch TV. 9 times out of 10, you won't meet your mate sitting at home. That's very true. It's very, very true. We got to get out there. We got to get out there and keep just doing the work ourselves. Because when you do the work yourself, and you're internally happy and you're internally making good choices and you're in control, that means you're very self-aware of what you want to do and how you want to move. Things just open up. You become lighter because you don't have that baggage carried around. Maybe we need to do another lesson on the trunk, the emotional trunk that we talked about earlier in the year for all the new folks. You're not carrying around that emotional trauma and that emotional baggage and that heaviness. You're light, you're more energetic, you're more enthusiastic. People can see when you're talking that you're open. You know, that makes you more approachable. You're smiling, ladies. Everybody should be smiling on their profile pictures if you're on a dating site. Smiling, open up, you know, but it takes getting all of that hurt and that pain and that trauma off our backs so we can stand up straight and lean forward in a positive way. Okay, but you guys can do it. Do not forget the 3 key takeaways from today is you are in control of your life. Whatever happens, we've either allowed it or attracted it. So we have to be very cautious with our decision making, and we can change anything at any time. We are not set in stone. We can always be re-sculpted, as She Amber says, and get out there. And yeah, She Amber, you got a beautiful smile, girl. You better be smiling all the time. Cheekbones on point. But I hope you guys have enjoyed today. Up, here comes our co-host. She's coming down the stairs. I hope you guys have enjoyed your day. Hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Happy Monday. Do not forget, you are in control of your life, your energy, your future. All you got to do is pray. Make sure God, there she is. She's here, y'all. Make sure you and God are in alignment with what is truly meant for you. And do not forget to subscribe to this channel. Do not forget. She wants to sit here and stay. Do not forget to like this video. Do not forget to share. You guys, share. Don't be selfish. Share these things. Share these videos. Share these live streams. Let people know to come on every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. Do not lick me, girl. And get some of this amazing morning motivation. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Yeah, the Amazon man need love too. But you guys have a beautiful, blessed day, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.